Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's Alice. It's
real good.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you know, I like to freestyle a little.
You should be in a band.
I should. I got kicked out of the band. I'm not in a band anymore. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen, you guys, we've been telling you that Alice in Wonderland was going to sell out, and it has. And so now the only way to get the tickets is to listen right now and do this thing that I'm going to tell you to do. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, Alice in Wonderland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets are sold out. Here's how to get a pair and have a chance for front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. This hour's code word is Paramount, P-A-R-A-M-O-U-N-T, as in the Paramount Theater. Take the word Paramount and text it to our contest line, 20357. If you do that, text Paramount to our contest line. You'll have a chance to win front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is Paramount. 20357 is the number to text it to. The Grammys actually got announced on Friday, and then sort of late in the show. And then on Monday, we were off for Veterans Day. So I've got a couple, just like a little roundup here.
All right.
I did put the full list of nominees, if you haven't already seen it. It's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can check that out. And right. I think there's a list of snubs there and all that stuff, too. But it was a big nomination ceremony for Beyonce. Officially, she has ascended the throne of Queen of the Grammys. Nominations announced on Friday, she got 11. That makes her the most nominated artist of all time.
Woo!
With 99 total. Her husband, Jay-Z, is second. They are the most nominated family. He has 89.
Mm.
Paul McCartney has 84. The late Quincy Jones, 80. Now, these are just nominations, not wins. Beyonce also has the most wins of all time already.
Mm.
With 32. There's a Hungarian-British conductor named Sir George Solti. He is second with 31, but he will not be catching up anytime soon. He died in 97.
Oh, yeah, that's too bad.
She's in the lead, and she'll continue to lengthen that lead. I just assume, you know, she gets nominated for 11 things and she's Beyonce the whole time. She wins 11 things. Actually, I'm not sure. Because Taylor's up for some of these too, so.
It's just not fair. He ran out of time.
The salty guy?
Yeah.
Well, he did lead for a long time. He was the number one guy.
I know, but I mean, then there he is. He's like, I got to get out there and get another.
I didn't get enough.
I needed another minute.
Can you find me like something? I'm just assuming. So they say he's a conductor, right? So I don't know which symphony he conducts, but this guy has 31 wins, probably, by the way, in a category. Like, do they do the conductor category in the main Grammys? I'm going to say that's a side category, but he had the most.
It seems like it would be movie soundtracks, but.
Yeah, maybe.
What's the guy's name again?
Let's see. Hungarian-British conductor. Sir George, with no E at the end, G-E-O-R-G, Solti, S-O-L-T-I. He died in 1997, when we started this gig.
I feel like I would have heard of him, though, if he's been...
31 nominations.
This big of a deal.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, 31 wins. This guy won 31. Well...
I don't see anything on here that...
his interpretations of romantic, orchestral, and operatic works. He's a classical guy. Okay.
Yeah. And he also conducted the Chicago Symphony.
So. Oh, did he? Well, yeah. Anyway, he won 31 Grammys. But it doesn't matter about him.
He's dead now.
He's a footnote in history now because he doesn't hold the record anymore and he's been dead for 30 years. Or pushing 30. Quincy Jones, by the way, is the third most winningest Grammy person.
Makes sense.
He has 28 of those. He was just laid to rest over the weekend, too. Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's album, is all over the country categories. It's also up for Album of the Year, and the song Texas Hold'em is nominated for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Billie Eilish, Charlie XCX, Post Malone, Kendrick Lamar, they follow Beyonce with 7 nominations each. Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, and Chappell Roan got 6 each. Taylor, by the way, is the first artist to earn 7 nominations for Album of the Year, thanks to the Tortured Poets Department. She's won that category 4 times, which is also a record, but this is her 7th nomination for that. So that's the first. So she's holding records everywhere. Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft is also up for the top prize, making her the first artist to have their first 3 albums compete for it. And let's see. The other Album of the Year nominees are New Blue Sun by Andre 3000. That, I believe, is his flute record.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's nominated for Album of the Year. Like, what? Okay. DeJesse Volume 4 by Jacob Collier. Jacob Collier is huge at my house. That he's a very jazzy, perfect pitch young dude who got really famous like on YouTube. My kids have been to see him a bunch of times.
Oh, you're okay. Okay. I'm like, you're John loves Jacob.
We actually all love him because of Sean is the big fan. Like, and that guy, John took Sean and Riley to see a couple times, but they got to meet him one time. And this kid was so generous with his time. And John said that Sean almost fell on the floor when the word Sean came out of Jacob Collier's mouth. Oh, Sean, it's so nice to meet you. Oh, yes. Tell me about your, to hear your name come out of, like, you know, your biggest hero's mouth, I guess, was such a big deal. Anyway, he's also nominated for Album of the Year. DeJesse, DJESSE, Volume 4 by Jacob Collier. Short and sweet.
Oh, it's not Jake, it's Jacob. Jacob Collier is somebody totally else.
Jacob Collier.
I just got like a UFC guy.
Oh, yeah. No, this guy is not.
This guy. Totally different people, for sure.
He's super, you know what? He does a Flintstones theme randomly. That's like,
oh, he's a Brit.
Jacob Collier is?
Jacob Collier is an English singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, producer, and educator.
He's quite incredible. Here we go. Here's a little bit of Jacob Collier. This is when he's like 15. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. It's all him. And he's in 6 different... But you see what I'm saying about the whole, like, everything's very jazzy.
It's good.
He's definitely got some, like, octopluses on there.
If he's doing all the production on that, that's super impressive. Mm. And he must be, right?
Yes. Okay. This was his whole thing. He was huge on... I remember my kid every day would come out and be like, oh, my God, there's a thing that Jacob Collier.
No, that's super impressive. I mean, he's changing his outfits even for the different...
takes. Like, and his hair. I mean, right? It's different every one. So he clearly laid down one and then just laid down all the rest of them.
Wow.
But yeah, he does all the arrangements.
Never heard
of
him.
He's
but
incredible.
He's up for a Grammy, saying.
He's actually up for Album of the Year, which is huge.
Who plays him?
Nobody. I don't know anybody. Like, you know who plays him? Services.
YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube and music services. That's who plays this guy.
Uh-huh.
He has no hits. It's like, or at least I feel that he doesn't have any hits. It's funny because I'm a radio person. I am looking for hits.
Mm-hmm.
And while I acknowledge that this kid is wildly talented and I do like a couple of his original songs, like, there are no hits. He's selling him really more than anything.
Okay.
He's doing good. He's 1.7 million subscribers.
So let's see. We're talking about Jacob Collier. He's got a record out called DeJesse Volume 4. It's nominated for Album of the Year. So is the Sabrina Carpenter record. No surprise there. Short and Sweet. And Chapel Roan's The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Who's the winner?
Well, I'm going to say it's Beyonce.
Okay.
But it could also be Taylor Swift. It could, I mean.
Sabrina Carpenter had a year, man.
She sure did. Like, Billie Eilish did too. Like, there's a lot here that could be.
All right.
You know, what about Chapel Roan? Like, what if she comes out of nowhere and
well,
wins
Jacob,
it?
Thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you. You're amazing. 100-year-old Jimmy Carter has become the oldest Grammy nominee. He got a nod for a spoken word album called Last Sundays in Plains. A centennial celebration. If he wins, that'll also be a record. Right now, the oldest winner is blues legend Pinetop Perkins, who won a Grammy at age 97.
All right.
The Grammys air live on February 2nd on CBS. Welcome to our old home. We don't live there anymore. And I put up the entire list at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So if you are looking to check that out. That's definitely available for you. Okay. Is Zach Bryan the one?
I'm not sure. The one what?
That Violet goes crazy for?
I believe so, okay. Yes.
We think it's Zach Bryan. Because he's been in some trouble. He's
this
in,
is what she said to me.
Okay.
Just so you know, because I don't know the whole deal. Right. But I have heard from multiple people that this guy is selling out concerts wherever he goes. And I mentioned him for that reason. And Brian, my good friend, and his daughter, Violet goes, we're going to that. And I was like, oh, okay. They're going to Sacramento to see him perform at some sold out place. And she goes, I swear the minute he starts playing, I'm going to cry.
And never stop crying.
And I'm looking at her, you know, we're like barbecuing in the backyard in the middle of summer. And I'm like, what? What a weird thing to say. She's like, nope. The minute he starts singing, I'm going to start bawling.
Know thyself.
And I was like, okay. And so it struck me that that's like, you've got to be pretty passionate about somebody to just lose it.
So this guy's not getting good press right now.
I don't know anything about him.
Which is a weird thing. So, which is why I'm asking you if it's Zach Bryan. Like there's a few Bryans and Zachs and Lukes and, you know, that's what I thought. So the Swifties are, there's a lot of stuff that he's being accused of. The Swifties right now are accusing Zach Bryan of ripping off Taylor's songs. And he's already in a big mess because he's got an ex-girlfriend named Brianna Chicken Fry. Not her real name. She's telling
really?
Yeah, believe it or not. She's spilling all his dirty secrets and somehow this even got worse. So now the Swifties are after him. So, and if I have time, I'll tell you the Chicken Fry story. But this one right now, somebody on TikTok made a post with how eerily similar Zach's song Pink Skies is to Taylor Swift's song Betty. I don't know either of these songs. Janie's probably yelling about it right now.
Well, the two that we have are two different ones.
Okay, which ones do you have?
So this is Better Days and then Dear John.
So this is Better Days
by Zach Bryan
featuring John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
And Dear John, which is about John Mayer.
Right.
Okay.
So here's Zach first.
Okay.
And that's John Mayer playing.
Yes, it's got to be. Because okay. It does feature him.
Okay.
And then here is Taylor.
Okay, it's similar.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, right. But isn't the point that he got John Mayer on a song and there's a song about John? I don't know. I mean, I feel like they're maybe doing that on purpose.
Yes, maybe. So there are a few, though. That's not the only one. There's a bunch of supposed copycat songs. There's something. So there's the Pink Skies and Betty. There's that one, Better Days and Dear John. And a third one, they say this sounds the most alike. Zach's song, Let You Know, and Taylor's song, Should Have Said No. So you can listen to that. So
has Taylor said anything?
No, Taylor hasn't said anything. However, who knows if now that it's been pointed out to her, maybe she'll just get her team of lawyers on him because that's, you know, she can do that. Should someone look into this? Okay, great. Let me know how it goes.
I hope she doesn't.
This is all odd considering that Zach recently tweeted that Kanye is better than Taylor Swift. Maybe shouldn't do that one.
Oh, that's he poked the bear.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And his song sounds just like hers. So, and then he's like, I guess he's saying Kanye is better than him too. So I don't know if it's a coincidence. He's ripping her off. He's just trying to poke the bear. Here's some of the, I'm going to squeeze these in. I have about a minute left. The Zach Bryan revelations from his scorned ex-girlfriend.
From Chicken Butt.
This is Brianna Chicken Fry.
A Chicken Fry. Okay.
It gets pretty uncomfortable. She has a podcast called BFFs. And apparently it's a big podcast. Like I hear about it.
Brianna
Chicken Fry. Who I want to say she's like a fighter or something. Like she's
what?
Or an influencer. Or she's,
how does this?
I don't know. But she changed her name to Chicken Fry just to get everybody's attention, I guess. Brianna Chicken Fry.
Oh, there it is. Internet personality is how she is listed. And there's tons of pictures of her and Zach Bryan. Yeah. That's the guy.
Oh, so this is the guy we're talking
That's
about.
That's the guy, yeah.
So here's what she says. The major revelations. After Zach dumped her, his team offered her $12 million to sign an NDA. No, you don't talk about him. We'll write you a check for $12 million.
He's got
that's what I'm saying.
Bucks.
For A, it sounds like a lie because take it. He's your ex. Like, who cares?
What did he do?
Nothing that's worth $12 million.
So this is just a phony thing that she's using to up her profile as an internet personality.
She says after Zach dumped her, his team offered her $12 million to sign an NDA. She said that she turned it down and said, I'm not signing away my experiences and all I went through to protect someone that hurt me. F you and F your money. One time, Brianna was singing a Morgan Wallen song because it was stuck in her head, and Zach freaked out. He supposedly said, you're singing another man's song under my roof in this house that I own. That fight apparently lasted a week.
Mm.
Brianna posted a few pictures of her dress from the Golden Globes, and Zach got angry and unfollowed her because of it. And then he reposted the photo to his story saying, you are so beautiful. But behind the scenes, he told her he didn't want to date someone that presented herself that way. Brianna knows why someone named Charles Wesley Godwin stopped following Zach on social media, but she wouldn't reveal what she knew, even though she didn't take the $12 million to shut up. I guess Charles used to open for Zach, and now they don't speak. And Zach was supposed to be a surprise guest for Noah Kahan. That's the stick season, the, you know, love
you pay, hold on. You pay someone $12 million because you've got a shaved goat in your closet. You don't pay someone $12 million because you were mad that she sang another man's song under my roof.
I 100% agree
so
with you.
So she's just an internet person that
lying.
Knows how to play the
There's
game.
There's no way okay. she got offered $12 million.
There's no way.
Right.
No way.
Because what she's revealed is just petty.
Well, it's
like,
immature.
Okay, he's, yeah.
It's immature.
Oh, he's a baby. Okay,
guy. Like
fine.
You, usually you work out your jealousies and your immaturities within the relationship kind of scenario in high school. And if you're unfortunate enough to not date in high school, then you do it in college. But either way, these are the kinds of things that a child man says to
a child
girlfriend.
Or a child lady.
Whatever,
makes
yeah.
up to, you know, because she's a woman scorned.
You're singing
she's
another man's song
mad.
Under
like,
my roof. Well, she's
that
mad
I'm the house
he
that I bought. He
got on
her.
Down the road.
Right. Exactly. Or not, or we don't know. Or maybe it was really bad and she should have taken the $12 million. But I haven't heard one thing that I'm like, no one would offer you $12 million for that.
No,
this is just a lot of like some lady bitching.
That is major dirty laundry.
Mm.
That is...
Which there is none here.
Right. That is leaky green discharge. That is like the kind of thing that ruins... You know what I mean?
I do. I'm well aware. Sure,
the one
of course.
Time.
Right.
I mean, that's what you're hiding for 12 mil.
Right. The shaved goat, I don't really understand that one.
I
Vinny,
just mean
but, you know,
something
right.
that's completely...
I mean, I just feel like, okay, so the guy likes to shave goats. Like, is that such a thing?
Yeah, you got to rescue the goat. Yes.
Well, what if the goats
send
feel perfectly
people
happy?
In, it's, send SWAT in.
They give it
you, all you
cans,
people who SWAT
cans,
people, it's... SWAT this guy and get that goat saved.
All right.
Let him
there
grow
is,
his
by
hair
the way,
back.
For the
it's
record,
chilly in there
is no goat.
Right.
We're not, this is a made-up goat for the story. The leaky green stuff is much more compelling than the shaved goat and more realistic. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
You don't think it's compelling that there's a freezing goat in this guy's closet?
But there isn't one.
I'm just saying, I mean, if there was.
If there was one, I would have questions, but
at least get that okay. goat a quilt.
Right.
My God, man.
What's coming up?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
La, 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 la. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour. Every day, log into the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour and get your daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada, round-trip airfare for two, and a two-night hotel stay. People win this. Someone wrote in and said they, by doing this, they won the $5,000 right. prize. That's huge.
It is huge.
And this is even bigger because you can't buy $5,000. I mean, you can buy
You No, you can't. It's more than $5,000 to have this trip.
You can't buy Taylor Swift's closing night of Eras Tour, whatever.
Oh, my God. Two tickets, hotels, round trip, airfare. Like, it's the whole deal. It's the big deal.
Right.
It is giant. That's a good contest.
Yes, it is.
And all you have to do is just listen on the Odyssey app. We're clearly pushing this, you guys. We want you to listen on the Odyssey app.
Mostly clear and beautiful today.
Mm.
Although a little chilly. Highs in the low 60s.
That's okay. It's that time of year.
And there is a high surf warning. It's going to be huge on the ocean today. So be careful out there on the beach. You think I'm just on the sand. As the tide comes up, so do the waves. Be careful out there.
Take it easy.
This happened while I was out with friends on Saturday night. You guys went to Hooman's birthday party, yep. And the stories are epic.
Oh, aren't they? It's 8:30. I guess it's time to go.
You went over the back wall or the back door or something.
The back door. I was hiding out in an alley, crouched down behind a car with my luggage. It's great.
Hot ass Danielle showed up alone for Maddie.
Then she was all, well, it's like 8 o'clock, so.
I have a funny feeling she was like winking and you didn't see it. I got upstairs.
I didn't see a wink. No.
You weren't feeling it?
No.
Okay. While I was out and you're chatting among friends, and we were.
Yeah.
One of our friends goes, we're watching a new show and we have to tell you about it. And I went, okay. It's called It's Florida, Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I've seen it.
As in Florida Man?
It's like that, but Florida it's called Man. It's Florida Man.
It's Florida Man.
And it's by Danny McBride.
Oh, I love Danny McBride.
And it's the stories. Well, this newscast has been built on the stories from Florida Man.
Oh, my God.
And
what's it on?
I believe it's on HBO.
It's on Max, yeah.
So you've seen this.
Yes.
One of our neighbors starts describing this guy with a jack-o'-lantern smile who gets his arm bit off by a gator.
A gator.
And the whole story as she's retelling it, I'm like, this is unbelievable. You got to watch this all in one place?
Whoa. Yeah. I just told John, we're going to watch that.
It's Florida, Man.
Mom, did you hear that? It's Florida, Man.
Yeah, I've only seen that one episode. I haven't watched all of them, but that one is just nuts. I mean, it's nuts. This guy, and it's all, the guy was just wasted on meth.
Jack-o'-lantern smile. Runs into the swamp. Barely any teeth.
Oh, just hold
on.
Just runs into the swamp for no good reason.
Has to hop a fence.
to get into this area. Ends up in the water and gets his arm bit off. But then that's where it starts. I mean, he's around for like a full day. He's just lost. And he has
with
his arm off.
Oh. Is it dangling or is it completely?
No, it's off. And she even says like something cauterized the thing because he should have died, but he didn't.
I don't know how he didn't die.
He didn't bleed out. But she's telling this story to me and we're all having hors d'oeuvres and I'm riveted as she goes, he hops this fence, ends up in the swamp water, and then it occurs to him, there might be gators out here. And sure enough, he gets his arm ripped off.
Yeah. But then they're done with him? He allows the arm to go and then he spends the whole rest of the day.
Apparently it was his mom. Like there was an element of this where I guess he's hallucinating from his
meth. Yeah.
It's his mom was inside the gator telling him he's living his life wrong and that's why he needed to lose the whole thing. I'm like,
oh, did he manage to turn it around?
Yeah. Yeah. He's I guess a preacher kind of guy now.
I'm sorry. So is this like a reality show where they reenact this or
Danny McBride's not it. He just produces it. It is reality though. Yeah, it's not a.
I thought it was a Danny McBride show.
Yeah,
but this guy ends up becoming an inspirational figurehead. Like,
and this is real.
It's real.
So it's a story. This whole series is about the guy with the arm.
There's other stories.
Oh, more Florida Men.
It's Florida Man.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah, it was very entertaining, and the guy's attitude about losing his arm with a gator. He's just laughing the whole time. I mean, he really is like, yeah, it had to happen. He believes that he wasn't living his life right, and he had to lose his arm. And yeah, it was pretty.
Wow.
And just don't do drugs, kids.
That's good advice.
Stay away from the meth.
Yeah. Oh my God. The meth. I don't know why anyone would even try it. With the whole jack-o'-lantern smile and the clean your whole house and then, you know,
well, cleaning age, your house is a nice byproduct of, you know,
of when you start.
I mean, you're right.
Like, you know, what do they say? Meth breath and you know, then you're on the faces of meth, you know, 6 months after. First, you look young and like a dum-dum who got arrested for meth. And then 6 months later, you look 25 years older.
It's still one of my favorite. So Greg Baldwin, when he was in the middle of his drug addiction,
comedian Greg Baldwin,
he lived with me, and
he lived with you.
Yeah, we let him. He was living in his car, so we let him move in with us. And
you and your wife.
Yeah, and he was cleaning the house at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, dude, you're using drugs again. And he's like, no. I'm like, no. Nobody's cleaning the house at 3 a.m.
But keep going, finish up, and then you're out of here.
Yeah.
Did you have to throw him out?
He got sober right after because he was supposed to take some money. I left him. He was going to fly to our wedding. He never shows up. He gets arrested. He stole my car. And
it's gonna be fun to have him on next time.
Wedding
day, I'm on the phone with like his parents, like, you know, like we're trying to figure out what's going on with Greg, and I'm like, I'm getting married. Like, yeah. I don't need to worry about my buddy. And then that's when it was very soon after that that he got his life turned around.
Well,
and everything.
It sounded like a rock bottom scenario to me. But
Was living out of his Mercedes and like pretending to go fishing at night so that he could park and sleep in it. Yeah, wow. And that's when I was like, dude, just
pretending to fish is a way to. I don't understand.
I don't know. He can park and.
Math.
None of it made
sense. Hard to figure out.
Yeah, math. What's that all about?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, I never. I do know this, though. In rehab, I'm at rock bottom.
Yeah.
I am a drunk in rehab.
Yeah.
And we were prejudiced against the meth heads.
Always in. Like me and the other drunks.
Like, we're like over here. Stay away from those guys. Those guys are over there.
Here's the thing. When people are tweakers, they're always tweakers, even after they get clean.
Oh.
They're just, yeah. I mean, not everybody, but a lot of them.
In other Florida news. Okay. An undercover massage parlor sting lands nearly 24 women behind bars. This is in Florida. 20 massage therapists in Polk County are accused of offering sex acts to undercover detectives during a 2-day sting called Operation Skin So Soft.
Wow. That is okay.
You'd think word would have gotten out that, hey.
It sounds fake. That's why. Skin So Soft. Yeah, that's me.
It's a bad time to offer that one thing for the extra tip.
But my regulars are coming in. What am I going to do? I know what they're here for.
Yeah, but you know.
I'm basically their girlfriend.
Do the people getting the massage get in trouble too? Or are they just like.
Yes.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You can't buy it and you can't sell it. And no one knows why. Because who cares?
Well, let's see if it's Florida Man takes on. The skin so soft sting.
I like that. I like it.
Yikes. U.S. airports with the most expensive beer prices, LaGuardia in New York, is the winner.
Why are they doing that poll? Like, who cares? Knows that everything's expensive at an airport.
This is what's funny, which all is right. You don't have to buy beer.
No.
I mean, I know I did at one time. I really
you don't have to buy anything at the airport.
$13.83 for one beer at LaGuardia Airport. Hmm. They're the winner. Congratulations.
I guess.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. You know that.
Fast. The U.S. ranks second on the list of richest countries in terms of natural resources. America has an estimated $45 trillion in natural resources, primarily in coal, timber, natural gas, gold, and copper.
Oh.
Russia's number one at $75
trillion. Wow. That's
Saudi Arabia is third at $45 trillion. Both of them get a big boost from oil.
Yeah. The oil's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The Florida shows are reenactments of the actual person. Oh, with the actual person narrating it.
Oh. So the Florida man tells the story. Is it like drunk history? I didn't see it.
Yes. It's
where they get drunk and tell a story.
510 says it's similar to drunk history. Oh. Hilarious.
They'll tell like a drunk guy has learned some historical event story and then they tell it and then they reenact it and the guy's telling the whole thing. So that's fun. I'll take a look at
510
that.
510 says it sounds almost as good as Tiger King. Teresa from Richmond, Odyssey.
Tiger King.
Oh, some people are writing about the goat. I was just trying to make a point. Like, I don't know what the guys
are. Are they concerned about the goat? I'm a little bit concerned about who you know that has a shaved goat in their closet.
787 says, Brianna Chicken Fry was a victim of narcissist abuse for a year. The take he just a man child is taking responsibility away because he's a man? No, I don't know.
Well, we don't know him. And we're just trying to puzzle through this whole thing,
yeah.
And we don't know what she's a victim of. How do you know?
Zach Bryan has had past exes sign NDAs. Apparently, he's also divorced his wife while she was deployed. I'd trust his recent ex was saying.
I'd take the $12 million. I feel like okay, we broke up. Thank you for the $12 million. I shall never
530 says, Zach Bryan has literally done this to every girlfriend. Buys a house, cheats, ditches them, and offers an NDA. Well, great. Word's getting out. Hopefully people stop dating that guy if he's a rotten dude. I also know, though, that people will pursue someone who can sing.
And he has a huge fan base.
As I looked it up, they say that she is a part of she's a podcast on Barstool Sports. Brianna Chicken Fry.
Oh. Yeah, it's big.
She's got, someone was saying that she had a Vine years ago that went viral where her legs got compared to McDonald's chicken fries.
Burger King's.
Whatever, whoever has chicken fries. I don't know what.
Get
who
it
has
straight,
what.
Sarah.
Know, my bad.
Chicken fries or Burger King.
Okay. That's also where onion rings are available, correct?
Yeah.
Anyway, no, we do not know Zach Bryan. We cannot speak from any.
No.
Or I shouldn't even say we. She probably knows a lot more about him than I do.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You're the country fan.
You're the Tinseltown.
You're the
tattler.
Person who says, oh, my girlfriend will cry when she sees him. Your friend's kid. I, whatever.
My girlfriend.
Whatever. The girl that you know that you're friends. You other friends.
Anyway, no. I don't know.
Your babysitter friend.
I don't know what his story is, this Zach Bryan, but I've heard people love him.
Yes. They cry over him. He's going to start singing. She's going to start crying.
And I'm sure she's not a star bleeper. I'm sure they met and are just, you know, then. And I don't know what happened there.
Well, she got worked over is what it sounds like.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Chicken fry. You're going to sing that other guy's song while you're in my house under my roof that I bought. I gotta go. You are.
Okay. All right.
Take the money.
I really feel like I have some breaking news here.
Oh.
Oh, no. There's.
Oh, yeah. Time to play a game, everybody.
You just wanted to play that again, didn't
really
you?
I like it.
It's the best breaking news sounder ever.
All right, you guys, we're gonna play just a simple game. It's called How Old Is That Guy? And we'll start with Maddie. So you get to...
Oh, how old is that guy? Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
How old is Ryan Gosling? How old is Ryan Gosling? Sebastian in La La Land and
48.
Noah.
48.
48, says Maddie. What do you think, Vinny?
Breaking news.
Oh, let's hear some breaking news here.
Hold on, I had something else.
Hang on, we gotta, gotta have some breaking news here. There we go.
This just in... Remember I told you I had one teddy bear when I was a little boy and I thought that I'd torn the eyes at the red teddy bear. My mom has just...
Sandy.
Oh, geez. Sent me a picture. The bear still lives and has its eyes and nose.
Oh,
I don't know.
Did she sew them back in?
I don't know.
What am I looking at there?
You're looking at the bear.
Is this on a kitchen counter with some noodles in the background?
She just sent that 1 minute ago.
There's some kind of basket with Good and Plenty. Is this her leftover Halloween candy?
What do I know about it?
You're looking at everything but the bear.
Yeah, well, the bear is the photo.
That's the story. That's the breaking news.
Anyway, the bear lives, everyone. Breaking news.
Mom says, Mom Hassan, he looks pretty good for 52.
She did?
Yeah.
Where'd she write that?
She texted it.
Oh, it just came
up at the
through
top.
While you had my phone.
Yeah. All right. Back to the game.
Here Yeah. What's this? Who am I? What am I? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
The
Ryan.
Bear's 52.
Yeah. Breaking news. Here we go. Ryan Gosling.
And what did
Maddie
you say?
Maddie has guessed 48 years old.
Oh, 47.
He is 44, and that is a point for you, Vinny.
Thank you.
How old is Maytee Garcia, Prince's ex-wife who later dated Tommy Lee? How old is that person? How old is Maytee Garcia?
Maytee Garcia dated Tommy Lee?
Yeah, it turns out. Isn't that funny? Could her name be Maytee?
The only Maytee I remember is the lady that was married to Prince.
That's what I said. Prince's ex-wife, who later dated Tommy Lee.
Oh, okay. How old is she? Mm. I'm going to say she is 43.
Oh, 43. I'll say 44, Bob.
Yeah, she is 51.
Oh!
And that is a point for Maddie.
Yeah.
Fudge. I would have said she was 60. He's older than you think.
If Ryan Gosling's 44, you're telling me Maytee Garcia is 51?
51 years old.
All right.
Yeah. How old is, and this is Maddie first, Tonya Harding? How old's Tonya Harding?
I'm going to say 50.
51, Bob.
54 is the correct answer, and that is a point for Vinny. How about Anne Hathaway? And this is for you first, Vinny. How old is Anne Hathaway?
I'm going to say 43, Bob.
44.
She is 42.
Ah!
That's a point for Vinny. All right. How old is, it's for old people, Nadia Comăneci? Romanian Olympian who earned the first perfect 10 in Olympics gymnastics history in the 1976 games. How old is Nadia Comăneci? And this is Maddie first, I believe. Is it Maddie first or is it Vinny first?
Yes, it's Maddie first.
I'm going to say 64 years old.
All right. Oh, boy.
Ooh. I'm going to go 63, Bob.
And that's a two-point answer because she is exactly 63.
Wow.
I'll give you one more. Not that we need to break a tie because we don't. It's 5-1. Vinny, you got to go first. How old is Neil Young?
Hold
How
on.
How old is Neil Young today?
My kisses to
Well, she, he's getting
my
it ready.
People.
We need you to.
Okay, what's the question?
How old is Neil Young?
Important things going on.
I'm going to say Neil Young is
78.
He is 79.
Oh my gosh.
Two more points for El Campeón del Pueblo.
El Campeón del Pueblo.
Goodbye. Make sure you listen to Jane for your chance at tickets for Alice in Winterland. It is completely sold out. The only way to get these tickets is now to listen to our show. Okay.
Catch him.
Right. Oh, sorry. Catching. Yeah. I know they're going right by me.
What'd you say again?
Jane, just keep it on Alice all the live long day. There's so many reasons to listen. You should do it on the Odyssey app. We'll see you on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.